Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Global Technocratic Psycho Science Guild has broken down a global grid, an exactly contoured and programmed plan to roll out an electric spy grid, a total grid. We may have a mic open or headphones or something on in here. Something's going on over here. They've got a total plan to bring in this program. And MIT brags, the globalists all brag. They just said, we're going to put the grid in, incrementally turn off the resources, make people get sterilized to get food produced by giant robot factories, and then we'll just go ahead and release bioweapons on everybody else and kill them. And we're going to phase out to about 1% of the population. They tell regular students before their master's degree or their PhD that they're only going to get rid of 80%. And then once you get higher up, they go, no, we're going to kill 90%. And in the higher level white papers, they go, we're going to kill more than 99%. And you're only letting, I mean, even Dr. Bianca, you know, at UT says, well, I'll have to die in my family, but it's for the cause. And the Texas Academy of Sciences stood and cried, yes, I mean, they're going to die. We're going to die so David Rockefeller gets everything. He gave us our PhDs. He's gone. He knows better. Yeah. David Rockefeller. Oh, I love you, David Rockefeller. I'm supposed to just roll over and go, oh, well, you're putting spy robots on my house and spying on me and streetlights with microphones and you're dialing into my computer watching me and everything's controlled. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the cancer viruses and the vaccines. Thank you so much for everything. Gee, thanks for the GMO that sterilizes all the rats you feed it to. Hey, gee, thanks for all the increased cancer rates and death happening. Man, I really appreciate the government. Oh, and oh, the troops, too. Yeah, I support them. That's why we should let them use DU and have their pension funds stolen. I mean, it's all just fake, and it's all just a giant fraud. We humans are seen by the globalists as animals, and they've created an artificial environment, artificial culture, artificial media, artificial twisted info by degrees until they phased it into just la-la land now, and the general public is losing connection to reality and just, drones are going to kill me, and the smart meter watches what I do. That's freedom. If you don't like it, you're a terrorist. So I'm going to give the phone number out and take your phone calls when we come back and run through a bunch of important news. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, first-time callers. Let's let other people get on the show, please, 800-259-9231. And I mean, so when you're awake to this stuff, it is literal cuckoo land. And then it's not like you're crazy. You go read the books by the globalists. Got a bookshelf right over there. I'll show it to you, showing you the articles. We got a bunch of articles with globalists. One child policy worldwide, sterilize everybody, cut the energy off for the earth, take over, get rid of the family. I mean, there's like seven or eight articles today on Infowars.com where they're just telling us what they're going to do to us. It's not like I'm just sitting here, you know, giving you my objective look at this. It's not even about being objective. It's beyond that. It's prima facie, in your face, admitted, trumpeted in thousands of publications, their plan, their religion, and they get the Texas Academy of Sciences up there, and 90%+ of them standing ovation when Dr. Bianca projects red skulls on the wall and says, soon airborne Ebola will be released, and 90% of us will die, and I know me and my family are going to die, but it's for the earth, and I'm awaiting it, and it's just such a moment of darkness and such a power trip to imagine 6.5 billion dead people that they just all start crying. It is so luscious. It is so good. It is so powerful. Oh, I'm a nerdly person with a pocket protector. And something in me gets excited when I talk about killing people in mass. Oh, it's so good. It's because you are absolutely selected because you are a twit. You are a control freak. You are a nobody. You are a failure. You are a joke. You are anti-human. You are a cog. You love and worship the power. You're a wannabe technocrat. You're a joke. You're filthy. The globalists are probably going to destroy the earth. They're the ones doing all the GMO, but you're not worried about that. Just kill the humans. Carbon dioxide's evil.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're here live, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a ton of news that we've not gotten to so far. It is all, well, part of the insanity of our world. Let me just recap a few of the top stories here. Polish dismay over CIA torture papers that their country's been used as a torture base. I mean, it came out 6 years ago they had torture camps in Poland. And, of course, it's continuing under Obama. And then 5 years from now, they'll have more reports of, we didn't know that. I mean, it's just the standard response to a public they know is in a coma. Financial Times of London. I mean, Obama said he stopped the torturing. It turns out they've expanded it. Of course, it's all lies. But he is a Democrat, so it must be okay. Continuing, judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts for implications of White House drone memo saying, you don't even need to be a terrorist. See, folks, it's the same thing. They just say you're a terrorist, no judge, no jury, and kill you. You're a U.S. citizen. They're even saying they'll kill you here. Israel said in Reuters like 7-8 years ago, they said, we'll kill U.S. citizens in America if we think they're connected to terrorists. In America. Well, absolutely. That's what hospitality's for. Come and kill our citizens. I mean, that's what this has become, and now they're just saying, yeah, we'll kill whoever we want. You don't have to be a terrorist or, you know, even be connected to it, really. We'll just kill you. It's the same thing. Exclusive. Again, Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. And it goes on that Homeland Security is not doing 90% of the Freedom of Information Act request. No. It's totally illegal. They're doing it. So what? Their secret. The smart meter. Hey, I wonder if you can put a smart meter on the NSA and listen to what they're doing. Oh, no. You'll be going to jail for the rest of your life. But we're going to watch and listen to you, Mac. And if you don't like it, we're not going to take it off your house. In fact, they're even coming into areas that are rural areas and saying, we're putting one on your house. And if you don't like it, the SWAT team's going to come here. And you're like, well, where's your warrant? Where's your order? We don't need that. They have MP5 submachine guns. They're down the street in an armored vehicle right now, old man. Right now, old man. We don't need nothing anymore. We have the firearms. Do you understand? We're looking to crush you people. They're going to take everything. I hope everyone enjoys their evil. Because the babies getting aborted aren't humans either. And, oh, and I guess 13-month-old child run over by the eugenics police in China. And our media is like, well, I mean, it's probably an accident. Oh, isn't it nice to have a helpful media? They'd like to be able to do stuff like that here. And don't worry, they will. If we let them, and I'm sure we will. Because it's normal to have the government doing everything it's doing. Warless checkpoints everywhere now. It's for our safety. The drug war's for our safety. It's all for safety now. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Yeah. We'll deal with that insider trading, and then they push it through. Carney, drone strikes legal. Ethical, wise. Well, if Carney said, I mean, after all. And no discussion of how Anwar al-Awlaki is admittedly CIA and trained at the Pentagon. It's mainstream news, but just ignore that. Yeah, let me go. Let's continue. City in Virginia becomes first to pass anti-drone legislation. Things going in the right direction there. Some good news there. Then we have, of course, the last hour's guest, the imagine filming the police next to a CBS News crew. The CBS News crew, of course, was not arrested for filming. Only a scum citizen was. And after all, that's the way to go. After all, that's the way to handle the whole thing. Isn't that just special? Absolutely, totally, and completely special. Special in every way. Let's go to the gun stack. Then I'm going to get to the police state stack and then to your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Let's look at this article right here. California law would force gun owners to buy insurance, and the legislature can say whatever cost it is. And they have legislators admitting, yeah, you can build a coal plant, we're just going to bankrupt it. And they say, you can get a gun if you can pay $10,000 a year insurance. Power to tax is the power to destroy, like Obamacare, set to double premiums this year and set to quadruple them in the next 5 to 6 years. Hey, how's that going to bankrupt you? And that's the plan. And you know what? The IRS is then going to come take your house, your car, and everything else. And then if you don't pay that, we're going to put you in jail. That sounds like some freedom, huh? All the poorest people. Getting your hours cut to 25 hours, written by the corporations. A new payroll tax. Has the economy shrinking? The food stamp rolls just exploding? Man, you're going to get some help from the government, aren't you? Because let me tell you, Obama's real nice with those 100-plus torture camps where they're killing kids in front of their parents and stuff. I mean, these are real nice people. They're real nice. And they're buying the bunkers and the bullets and the tanks and training to kill you and your family. Because they're good people, good people, good people. That's right. And they say, hey, it's for the earth. We're getting rid of your jobs. Yeah. Woo, the government loves us. And all of you that serve the system think you're on the winning team. Oh, you're on the winning team, all right. Oh, yeah, you just opened the door for something real nice. Real nice. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you like it. Here's New World Order. All right. There's that first article. That doesn't get you happy. This one's even better. You want more? Hey, Washington Examiner. Alexandria cops bust 10-year-old for bringing toy gun to school, and they're charging him for the water gun, for the toy gun. That's even more evil than a bubble gun. It's even got a longer range. I mean, my goodness. We got 100 shots in one? I mean, and they're charging him for brandishing a weapon. He didn't even threaten anybody with a toy gun. You could actually, with a toy gun that looks real, if you threatened somebody and demanded something, that actually would be. But no, he just said, look, I got my little water gun. You want to play after school? Oh, my gosh. I remember going to public school, and I was in first grade, and they had the school fair, and everybody got little free cap guns. Well, you know, if you, like, dumped the lady or whatever, or got the apple, or you got a little toy gun. But not now. No. When my dad was a kid, he took his shotgun to school to go hunting with people. But no. Now, little 10-year-old Billy, well, his life's over. He's going to be in the criminal system. And they say they're going forward with the prosecution. Criminal prosecution and keep America safe while the government ships in the narcotics. The boy, a fifth grader at Douglas MacArthur, imagine what Douglas MacArthur would think of that, elementary school, whose name is not being released, was charged as a juvenile with brandishing a weapon, police said. He was also suspended from school, and Alexander City Police Superintendent Morton Sherman said further action is being considered, excluding expulsion. On Monday, the boy showed the plastic gun to at least one other student during a bus ride home and from the school. The 10-year-old did not point it at anyone or threaten to shoot it, but he neglected to mention that the weapon was a fake, said Alexandria Police Spokeswoman Ashley Hinderbrandt. He didn't threaten to shoot anybody, but he neglected. Well, you know, the 10-year-old didn't know the subtleties. He got the prosecutors going, how do we get this hardened criminal? Well, we could twist the statue this way, and then maybe the jury won't know it's a violation of law. And then we could violate his civil rights and get another one in the system. We get federal money for that. You know, you can't just get the money by putting them all on Prozac and Ritalin and screwing them all up that way. We got to get them into prisons. After all, they've got agreements with the big prison companies to fill those things at 90%, so they've got the prison industries running security in the schools. Yes, tutoring them. The tutelage. Now you don't get what's the name of it when someone, a tutor, yes. Yes, you don't now get tutelage to go to college or become an engineer. You know, you have prison guard tutors preparing you for the new America, where every house gets a smart meter. Instead of a chicken in every pot, a smart meter and a microwave oven frying you in your body. Oh, another loving article. Here's another one. Court, New York Times request for New York City gun owners violates law. Yeah, it's illegal when newspapers for decades publish concealed carry owners' homes and people get robbed and harassed. But they don't care. No one will enforce that. So what if it's illegal? Of course it's illegal putting a smart meter on your house to rip you off and spy on you. But so what? So are drones killing people with no prior proof or cause. So what? Let's continue. Video, Newtown father, blast gun control. Video's powerful. I meant to play it. We have time, we will. You will take my ability to protect my Victoria from my cold, dead hands. Well, obviously an extremist. I mean, he's probably the type that would film police on the sidewalk. I mean, can you imagine these Americans? Think on their sidewalk, they can film police putting a smart meter on their house in Illinois? Thank God all these housewives got arrested immediately. Or came from work and whatever. I mean, my goodness. Oh, Bruce Willis, who I know is a listener, but we've never really worked too hard to get him on. But folks, get the word to Bruce. I guess I called Rick Linkletter, who told me he was a listener, and I confirmed it. I need to get him on the show. Bruce Willis, don't infringe on my Second Amendment. And he goes on to just say it's all a big power grab. Okay, there you got that. Postal Service to cut Saturday mail. Oh, yes, the implosion continues. You don't need that mail anymore, prisoner. Prison officer busted after becoming pregnant by cop killer she was guarding. Well, I mean, you can't keep two peas in a pod away from each other, can you? Everybody knows the prisons are the biggest party in the world. I mean, they're selling sex, blood. That's what they sell to get the drugs, and the drugs come out. A lot of big prisons, including the youth prisons, you know, they run prostitution rackets with the kids. That's how they make their money to get their drugs. That's the older ones, the little ones, you know, the kids that are just kept there, you know, the 10-year-olds and stuff, when the judges and people show up. You know, it's a big party. I mean, come on, man. The government cares about you, though. They're good people. Oh, police woman demoted over sexually explicit video and photos. Well, yeah, she'll probably go to prison, you know. This is just a woman, you know, with regular, you know, normal stuff. That should be illegal. Now, you know, they want to kill kids in a torture camp. That's completely good. That's freedom of America. Children allegedly engage in sex acts with each other at Carson Preschool. So now if kids, they're going to try to put them in jail now.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Other news. I haven't even got that was one stack I was going through that just is so absurd and so over the top. I don't even know what to say anymore. Just the level of tyranny piling and piling and piling, and the whole government structure all hyped up in a bizarre frenzy, an orgy of violating us and running over us and stealing from us and henpecking us. And it's he sent forth hordes of agents to eat out our substance. That's what is in the Declaration of Independence. And it makes me physically ill. It makes me physically ill because I haven't even gotten in to half of this stack. And just listen to what's in these stacks. I'll just try to read the headlines. One child policy enforcer crushes baby to death after parents refuse to pay fine. This is how NBC News ran it. Baby crushed by car containing China one child policy team. How do you spin it? Where we'll just run over the baby here with the parents being held by the other enforcers. And then, baby crushed. I guess that'd be like man on death, man at prison, sat down in chair accidentally and had electricity go through head in an electric chair. I mean, it's like, oh, my goodness. I mean, this is just crazy. All dogs will now be microchipped, government says, in England. That's getting humans ready for it. Nowhere to hide. New Facebook app to track offline users. second grader suspended for trying to save the world. Germany, game to destroy CCTV cameras. That's a government setup to try to get youth to go out and do stuff. Mexican girl gets pregnant just as 8-year-olds. And then we've got all the breakdowns of the plastic additives and stuff designed to make women hyper-feminine and men feminine. That's why men are so feminine now. UK government plans to track all web users. MI5 to install black box spy devices to monitor British internet traffic. That's been in since the internet started. It's all on record. They're just telling the slaves about it now. Where evil lurks, neurologist discovers dark patch inside a human brain of killers. And so they'll just have to cut that out of us now. We won't resist them. Meet Rex, the $1 million bionic man with working heart, set of lungs, and human face. That'll be your new smart meter they attach to your house. Hi, I'm Max. I'm watching you. This is freedom. This is not 1984. If you say it is, you'll be permanently detained. If you videotape me, you'll be arrested. But I'm going to watch you. Hi, I'm Max. Americans spend up to 80% of time cyber loafing. Yeah. Not around here, they don't. And that's just that stack. Let's just start going to some calls right now. I got more coming up. Let's talk to John in Texas who wants to talk about a toy gun. I just said the word gun. If you say toy gun in school, you get arrested. So you're like, well, that's crazy. Not the next generation. They're brainwashing them now. Go ahead, John, saying the word that should have you arrested, toy gun. Go ahead.
I'm 63. I went to school, elementary school in the 1950s. And everybody took toy guns to school back then and played with them on a playground. Everybody took jackknives to school. When we had show and tell,
brought our pocket knives and showed them off. And that was for me just 25 years ago. I know.
We had show and tell. My dad had a Japanese flag and bayonet. He got in the Pacific, and I took it to school for show and tell. My buddy's dad had a Beretta.
Let me stop you. Did you just say dad? That's another word. You can't say gun or dad. Now, next time, you're going to jail.
Okay.
Now, they're already arresting people for stuff like that, so watch it. Racist. Watch it, racist. Watch it, sexist.
My buddy, dad.
Don't say buddy. That means friendship. You're not allowed to shake hands in most public schools. First dodgeball, now no running, now no shaking hands. Don't say dad. Don't say buddy. Don't say gun. Don't say bayonet.
Well, my friend's dad had a breath.
No, you don't say dad here. And you don't say bayonet. Man, this guy's an extremist. You think I'm joking? In England, you get arrested for this. Go ahead.
He went in and he asked the teacher if he could bring the pistol in to show it for show and tell. The teacher said, yeah. His dad took the magazine out of it, gave it to him. We brought it into school.
Extremism!
Put the gun in his desk. Show and tell time came. He stood up in front of the class and said, told how his dad captured that pistol during the Italian campaign.
Show and tell is not allowed because it allows the child to direct the teaching. Department of Education wants it gone. You're only allowed to show and tell out of a booklet where you can select what they want you to look at. You can't have children with original thought, thinking about what they want to bring all week, excited about getting up and speaking to people. We could have individuals if that happened. You need to be on Ritalin Prozac now. There it is. France proposes banning words, mother and father, from government documents in schools. There you go. It's also in the schools. See, I told you. You filth.
At the end of the day, the teacher gave the gun back to my dad, my friend. He said, here, Al, take this back to your dad.
Oh, my extremism. I'm sorry. Get him off the air. Can't wait till the government totally takes over and arrests all these people. Ah. I mean, the government's going to have guns. The government, look, when the Commissars have guns, and the people have them. Red power! Our guns are good, yours are bad. I control the words.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to pray for this broadcast. I'm trying everything I can to illustrate the absurdity, okay? I'm trying everything I can to get you thinking here. I was just showing a video clip we're going to queue up and play a little bit later after I take some more calls of Chris Rock in a speech today. I saw him on CNN during a break up there animatedly telling us we should all turn our guns in except for the government. And he's like, look, Obama is now our daddy. And see, that's what I used to say about Bush. Conservatives would let him do anything that was not conservative or not constitutional because he was our daddy. He was our daddy. And they associated their power with him. They associated their identity with him. And now with Obama, I mean, it's just, hey, I like it if he tortures or secretly arrests. Hey, I like him, so that means I'm a winner. I like him if he raises my taxes. I'm a winner. I like it if he lies to me. I'm a winner. Because it doesn't matter. And that's why we're going poor. That's why our society's falling apart. Is because we have gotten to this point. I've got all these clips I want to play. We've got just a ton of them. We've got Melissa Melton's Super Bowl Illuminati special report that we can put together. We've got just a whole passel. Guys, can I have, when you get a chance, the latest video sheet, audio clip sheet? Or is this the latest? Because I don't see some on there that I know we have. It is important to support this broadcast. Because you know I'm going 110% here, and so is my crew. And we are trying our very, very best to get all this information out. We have the video up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, an article by Steve Watson, where Chris Rock says that he is our daddy. And so we're going to, again, as I said, play that coming up for you. And I've got about 10 other stacks of news here that I also want to go over a little bit. But just remember that when you buy books, T-shirts, materials, information, that you support the broadcast. Things like ProPure Water Filtration with the promo code WATER, you get 10% off. Things like Strategic Relocation, the film and the book, it's excellent info to have. Things like the new Obama Joker shirt that has the Come and Take It on the back, now the bestseller ever, just out 3 or 4 days. All of these are very, very important, and it supports us. Now, when you get the magazine at cost in groups of 10, 20, 30, up to 100, that does not support us. That is something to get the word out to people. I mean, all of it supports us one way or the other because we're all in this together. And the magazine almost always sells out. We've had one issue of, what, seven? Or, I mean, the seventh issue or the sixth issue that didn't completely sell out. We have a few copies left of. But it's Why the Tyrants Want Your Guns. And we've only got about 10,000 of those left. More than 20,000 of those have sold at cost in groups of 10 up to 100. And you can get those at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a big, color, formatted, glossy magazine. The first issue was newsprint. And it's got a big poster. It's got the poster in the middle of the AK-47 saying the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, you know, with the words inside the gun and the Come and Take It. That is great to hang up at work or the office or, you know, to put in legal and lawful areas and public commons where people hang up posters. Look at that, baby. I love how this Texas symbol of Come and Take It is becoming more popular than even the Gadsden flag. So that's at InfoWarsStore.com. All of it, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. Both URLs get you to the InfoWars store. And you can also call 888-253-3139 for any of the books or films or materials, 888-253-3139. And every order, no matter how small, gets a citizen rule book in it and a little pamphlet. We have a caller about citizen rule book, I see. They're on the screen. We don't screen your calls. People volunteer what they're calling in about. Sometimes they put it on screen. And we throw bumper stickers in there. And we also throw a little catalog in there of not all of our stuff. There's so much stuff on the site. But, again, that's how we're doing it, is your help. And believe me, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes crud going on to try to stop us. So just mid-air refueling. Support us. Spread the word about us. And support our local affiliates as well. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Jeff in Illinois. Wants to talk about smart meters. What'd you think of that interview last hour? Have you heard it where the woman filming the police next to CBS on the sidewalk as they went across people's property without warrants and put smart meters on, they arrest her but leave CBS alone, knowing CBS has got lawyers. I mean, that is cold-blooded.
Alex, it absolutely blew my mind. I actually live not too far from Naperville. One thing that I wanted to get out to all the info warriors out there, and I wanted to point out to you, today was Governor Pat Quinn's State of the State address here in Illinois. I was live streaming him as you were talking to her, and literally, as I'm listening to both, Governor Pat Quinn calls for the legislation here in Illinois to pass legislation for taxpayers to invest into more green energy, to get more of these smart meters into our communities. More and more of our communities here in Illinois are buying into ComEd's programs of, you know, the city taking over the electrical inputs to the customers. It's sickening. It made me sick to my stomach. And then
it takes control of all the devices in your house because all the big Fortune 500 tech companies, only about 15 of them, they all get in meetings that are public. In fact, one of the meetings was in Chicago about 12 years ago where they talked about the smart dust and the control and all the hookups and the smart meters. It's total enslavement.
Exactly, Alex. And then not 5 minutes after he went into his green energy rhetoric and, you know, drumming up the you know, bonds for that, he went into an assault weapons ban assault. It's just going to be, it's going to be the same as New York and Maryland, and now they're doing it here. And of course, all the Chicago political machine, all the big names, they all stood up and applauded that. So I just want to get the word out to all the InfoWarriors that are in our, you know, all around the world. Just it's starting to, sweep. It's starting to move all across this nation. We need to wake up. We need
to get the word out. It is a scientific takeover program. Where they admit, oh yeah, we spy on you, we control what you do, we know what movie you're watching, now sit down and shut up, we got armed men waiting. I mean, it's like, you're all under arrest, you're the ones that need to go to jail. But see, the tyrants, they now are moving against us at light laser speed. At light laser speed. At light laser speed. I mean, they are gang rushing, they've got all their people hyped up, they've hired the control freaks, they're lined up, and they're coming. I mean, it is on. Drums, drums, drums in the deep. They are coming. God bless you. Thanks for the call. Duke in Oklahoma, you're on the air listening on 102.3 FM.
Yes.
Welcome.
Welcome. I'd like to make a comment about something that y'all, your listeners may have not heard about. Was Martin Hiedemeyer out of Grand County, Colorado. He was a business owner. Had a muffler shop, and the man who owned the property surrounding him had paid off the city council with free concrete from his business, Park Concrete, to close the road, and the city council to close the road and shut his business off. Well, you may know him as the guy that welded himself into a D9 dozer and went through the town and took out the city council members' business properties.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, I had a petition signed a year prior to this incident, where mainly most of the people of Grand County signed it, stating that they wanted to keep that road open for his business. Well, that's just another example of what's going on right in front of people's eyes.
Yeah, see, a regular person thinks you make money by working hard, inventing something, writing something, making music. You know, cooking good food, however you make your money. They make money by shutting your business off and setting up theirs. They make their money by shutting down the power plant, and theirs makes double money. They make money by making you buy their smart meter, making you buy their Obamacare. I mean, it's just total mafia government.
How are we going to get control of it?
Man, I tell you, they're buying billions of bullets, armored vehicles, the troops. They're trying to get robot drones and robot ground forces, and Al Sharpton and all the globalists say, hey, forget your guns, we got drones. That's what they're saying. They're mafia. They're going, we'll kill you, we got drones, we'll arrest you. And they're like, because they're actually scared. They couldn't hold Baghdad. They couldn't hold anything. I'm not bashing the troops for not being able to do that. It was an evil war. They're not going to be able to hold this unless they hold our minds. So they're busy going, we'll kill you, we got drones. We'll take it. Yeah, you know what? It's true. We will torture you. You know what? It is in the Army report. We tortured little kids in front of their parents. And most people go, man, I'm scared. Okay, take whatever I got. Well, the answer is not to roll over to these people. The answer is for the military and police and everybody to go, my God, and get on our knees and repent. I mean, here's the deal. Evil has already stolen the wealth of America and gotten very powerful off our wealth. Now it's trying to fully convert the takeover and keep the ill-gotten gains. We've got to get the word out and resist this. We've absolutely got to do that and just resist them at every level and realize how bad they are. If people knew how evil the system is and how it's taken over everywhere right now, if people knew what I knew or what you knew or what people who've experienced this knew, they'd know how desperate it is. How desperate this is. And, I mean, that's really it. We've got to get desperate. Because, again, they want to keep the food, the entertainment flowing like opium. It's like they're chopping our legs off one piece at a time, but they're pumping us full of painkillers. We've got to get off the TV, get off all the devil stuff, get off all the distractions, and really wake up and go, man, these people are chewing on our toes. They've already chewed our toes off. We can make it without our toes, but not without our feet. We got to kick them off, and then they're going to hiss and have blood dripping out of their mouth. They go, I was just helping you. And you're like, no, you're not. They're like, yes, lay back down. Lay back down. Here, take more. Let the TSA grope your wife. I mean, they're demons. We got to realize they're little vampiric. It's for your good. Checkpoints on the highway. Telling your kids to spy on you. And you're like, no, history says that's bad. Bill of Rights says that's bad. My gut tells me you're bad. No, I'm not bad. I'm your friend. I mean, you've got to realize what they are. They're demons. And they've got a bunch of good old boys, procedure, I do whatever they tell me. Well, you know what? You're going to pay the price for that. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. John in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome. Come on down, John. You want to talk about citizen rule books? You're at Prison Planet. Yeah, PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? Yeah, I recently got a come and take a T-shirt. I was able to afford it. I've been out of work for like
3 months. That's not good. Turn your guns into government. They want to help you.
Yeah, people from over the border are taking their jobs. Anyway, I got a citizen's hand rule, citizen's rule book in there when I got it, and that has been more help to me than anything. And I would like to get them into the hands of people, but because I'm not working, I can't afford to buy a stack of them. And I was wondering if there's a way that you can get me a stack of them somehow.
Well, here's the deal. I already sell the citizen rule books at cost. I mean, I sell them and I put them in things free. And if, sometimes I thought about canceling it because it's gotten so expensive. The magazines put out at cost. It's been interesting. It's turned out really good, but it's also been a nightmare at some levels because I've got all these other projects I need to launch. You understand that if I start giving citizen rule books out, I'll go bankrupt. Because here's the deal. I offered 150,000 stickers out quietly at night and didn't even promote it. Put it on the website. The next day I plugged it once. 3,000 people emailed requesting the 50 free bumper stickers. Okay, in less than a day. That evening and then into the show. And that was with shipping and the bumper stickers, I think Weldon said about $34,000. But we're doing it as a test because our missions get the word out. It is important to hand them out, but most people think it's a terrorist document. Have you ever seen The Road to Tyranny where the state police have a warrantless checkpoint in Virginia and they pull over a Navy veteran, no criminal record? My point is just canning equipment in the back of the car. That's why she'd gone to town. And they thought that was very suspicious. And it's the squad car video, and they find one of the same citizen rule books out of Arizona, that same company. And they start going, the two state police, and behind her, like, look what she got. I mean, it's like it's a dead baby. Of course, a dead baby, they'd probably be like, well, that's like pumpkin pie. That's what China does. That's good. But it's got George Washington on it. They're like, this is scary. She may be one of them Klan type people. Look, she's got a Patriot Game movie. And that's a mainline movie. They're in her trunk. She's got a VHS of a pretty much a pro-government, pro-war movie, pretty good movie, Patriot Games. I guess Steve Pachenik was involved in that what's his name? The guy that plays Han Solo, had one of those moments. Harrison Ford, yeah. I can remember the most minute stuff and forget things like that. They find that and they go, is this legal? And they go, I better go ahead and arrest her. I don't know if you're allowed to have this. It's the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. We got to air that sometime. It's online for free. It's like 2 hours into the film. And they've got it. Because I show training videos where FEMA's demonizing the founding fathers in Missouri. And then in case people don't believe it, I then cut to her driving up to a checkpoint. She goes, no, you're not going to search me. This is an illegal checkpoint. Get out of the car right now. And then, of course, for saying her Fourth Amendment, she's got to be bad. So they've got her in handcuffs in the back of their car. And they open up the trunk, and Harrison Ford, goodness gracious. Oh, and I'm not kidding. And then they find the Constitution, what they've sworn an oath to. And you would think they had found literally a dead body. They're just like, oh, my gosh. And they're just, he's going, hold on a minute. I mean, my people, I'm not joking right now. They're insane. They're insane. They're sticking robot spy systems on our houses that the CIA director brags are watching and listening to us. And we're like, you don't have a right. The cops are like, you're going to jail. George Washington's bad. Oh, man, I can't handle it. I'm sorry. It's in a sick way. It's I'm sorry, John. Go ahead. I apologize.
I just got to say, keep with the fight, man. I am, and have a good day.
I can't help it. I'm going to send you, but only you. I tell you what, I put you on hold. I'll send you 100 citizen rule books. How's that sound?
Maybe
I should just give out, like, spend all our money, give out, like, 5 million bumper stickers and just quit. and put like 9 smart meters on my house. Go get a law enforcement degree. Go out and run checkpoints. Taser old women. Yeah. I can just gobble fluoride. Just promote vaccines all day. I could join the New World Order. It'd be good. GMO, though, it's all insane. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This stuff's really starting to get to me. I mean, it's so insane. Because I'm here on air, you know, realizing this is all really happening. And you know the public generally is not going to wake up. You know it's all going to happen. Yeah, the future of micro drones could get downright scary, the size of mosquitoes. Here, let me... Did you ever put up the CIA director says your washing machine or your dryer is going to spy on you? Did you ever pull that up from Wired? Now pull it up. Not a big deal, but I've been asking for it since the first hour. Here, let me type it in for you right now. You guys are great, but I mean, it's just like, that's really important. See, CIA director, your, is it washer or dryer? I think it was dryer. Your dryer. No, he said dryer. That was one headline. He said dryer, and the media said appliances. Sure, go with that. Appliances are... There it is. CIA chief will spy on you through your dishwasher. There it is. They already are. And I agree, it's good. It's good that he's spied on by the CIA, shipping in the narcotics. They're good people.
Attention gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seed. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Chase the sky forever.
By the way, the article, again, is up at Infowars.com. Chris Rock is now saying, in an anti-gun speech with the Mayors Against Gun Violence run by Bloomberg, that Obama is our daddy. Obama is our daddy. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
I am just here to support the President of the United States. President of the United States is, you know, our boss. But he's also, you know, the President and the First Lady are kind of like the mom and the dad of the country. And when your dad says something, you listen. And when you don't, it usually bites you in the ass later on.
Well, there you go, Chris Rock.
I'm here to support the President.
All right, well, I'll turn my guns in then. I mean, you said so. I mean, absolutely. He is my daddy. And I'd better do what he says. Government is our God. You're right. I've been a bad man. I apologize. I want to apologize ultra deeply. Ultra deeply, Chris, that, you know, and of course, you're a big liberal, too. I like what Obama's doing on those torture bases. Again, you don't care. You get to feel powerful and feel good about yourself at the same time. That's what it's all about. Feel like you're part of a winning crew. So, Chris, drink that fluoride, take those shots, and enjoy your private security detail that have firearms. But you're going to fail. I like all the nice, you know, priests and other interesting-looking, creepy characters up there with you. Every time they have these anti-gun control groups with these police chiefs and people, I mean, they all look like super creepy people, don't they? And you see all the cops that are out there, four guns and sheriffs, they all are well-spoken, focused, look manly, have a twinkle in their eye. You can just tell they're good people. You can just see it. And you see these anti-gunners. I mean, they're a bunch of sniveling piles of dog crap. Excuse me. I'm sick of you people. And I'll tell you the real reason I've been screwing around all hour and making jokes, because I'm actually in a rage, man. I'll tell you right now, I'm sick of these people. I'm sick of them. I know who they are. I know what you're doing. I'm sick of all your crimes. I'm sick of what you're doing to us people. I'm tired of your frauds. I'm angry. I want to bring you to justice. You will be brought to justice. Alan in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I wanted to get your take and see if you've heard anything about this. But, you know, as you most likely know, SEAL Team 4, their primary objective is to guard diplomats when they're in the Middle East. And I have a personal relationship to Commander Job Price, the leader of SEAL Team 4. And I want to know if you heard anything about his death and the supposed... if you go to the European Union Times, there's an amazing article on what they think really happened. And there's a lot of data in there that he flew with four other SEALs to Bahrain, got on a flight with Hillary Clinton in late December.
Reason a bunch of SEALs are dying, but that source you give is not a good source from my experience. But I appreciate your call. The people you know personally, send us some information. I mean, you know, tell your story. We'll check it and vet it. You got photos with this guy, we'll publish it. But no, they kill SEALs all the time because that's who they use as their black op commandos. And of course, they actually take them out of SEALs. That's, you know, people always think it's the last level. There's like five more levels above SEALs and then Delta Force and then groups above that. Men associated with special forces. We'll just put it to you that way. Because I've had family that have been involved in it. And the whole thing is you're actually working for the globalists. Okay? I love how I always talk about that, and people that say I'm a government agent never use that because it's my admission. But it's not like it's a bad admission. I'm exposing that this stuff's going on. But then they make up intelligence community connections that aren't there. You know, because it's them breaking it. See, it's them making it up. Doesn't matter. All right, I'm going to come back with more calls. Transmission continues.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.